Welcome to SwampSwami.com sports commentary and more. And today, the ULM Warhawks. It's time to soar again. With 130 large division universities participating in the NCAA's BCS grouping, the University of Louisiana at Monroe has the smallest athletics budget and annual revenue within the entire group. To its credit, though, ULM fields competitive teams in most major sports and has done an amazing job when considering the fiscal disadvantage in comparison to most other universities. In Louisiana, the King Kong of college athletics is certainly Louisiana State University. The LSU Tigers just won the BCS College Football Championship, and its college football program fuels and financially supports most of the other sports on campus. So how big is the fiscal disparity between the athletics budget of LSU and UL Monroe? According to a recent report from the state of Louisiana's legislative auditor, ULM reported a total athletic revenue of $15,568,000, while its expenses amounted to $16,900,000, coming to a deficit of about $1.3 million from July of 2018 to June 30, 2019. In comparison, it was recently reported that the LSU athletics revenue totaled a whopping $158 million over the same period.
Excellent.
Now, you don't need a calculator listening to this to see that LSU generated 10 times the annual revenue from its college athletics program than their friends on the bayou in northeastern Louisiana at UL Monroe. LSU is the state of Louisiana's flagship program for several academic programs and has over 25,000 undergraduate students. By comparison, UL Monroe has a professional pharmacy program which is second to none, but the fighting pharmacist and ULM's other 8,000 undergrad students in Monroe won't be able to compete on the same fiscal playing field with LSU's athletics program anytime soon, if ever. The state of Louisiana makes no bones about its love affair with football. The NFL's New Orleans Saints are cherished and beloved within the state and the Gulf South region. Louisiana's high school football programs have long been known as fertile recruiting grounds for major college football programs all around the country. In fact, the last two ACC Offensive Player of the Year awards have gone to none other than running back Travis Etienne of Clemson. He is from Jennings, Louisiana, which is just 94 miles west of the LSU campus in Baton Rouge. The Bayou State of Louisiana is the 25th most populous of the 50 states in our country with 4.6 million residents. For a state of its size, Louisiana boasts an abundance of college football teams within its large number of state universities, too. The Knight Commission on Intercollegiate Athletics has compiled a very interesting and very thorough compilation of statistics regarding the financial revenues and expenses for the majority of college athletics programs within public state universities. Let's take a closer look at how Louisiana's public schools' college athletics programs were doing for the most recently published year back in 2017. Excluding private school Tulane, there are four Louisiana public universities competing in the 130-team upper division of college athletics known as the BCS group. LSU, of course, plus the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, Louisiana Tech University in Ruston, and the University of Louisiana in Monroe are all participating in the upper tier grouping. Now, LSU has long been a member of the Southeastern Conference. Louisiana Tech plays in Conference USA, while both UL Lafayette and UL Monroe participate in the Sun Belt Conference for athletics. Now let's take a look at how Louisiana's public schools not named LSU are faring within their respective large BCS conferences. First, let's evaluate Louisiana Tech. The Bulldogs participate in Conference USA, which features a very large geographic footprint with teams in Alabama, Florida, Kentucky, Mississippi, North Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, Virginia, and West Virginia, in addition to Louisiana. Louisiana Tech's annual athletic revenues of about $24 million a year and undergraduate enrollment of 11,328 placed the school in the bottom tier of Conference USA, but the football team's 2017 average home attendance of 20,375 placed the Bulldogs slightly above the conference average of 19,368. More importantly, Louisiana Tech turned a small annual financial profit of about $850,000 in 2017. That compares with the Conference USA average, which saw the average university lose $56,000 per school that year. For now, it looks like Louisiana Tech's programs seem to be comfortably fitting within the Conference USA grouping, and it certainly is holding its own on the athletics field with the other member schools. Now let's take a closer look at Louisiana's two universities in the Sun Belt Conference of the BCS. Like Conference USA, the Sun Belt has expanded in recent years and now includes member schools located in Alabama, Arkansas, Georgia, North Carolina, and South Carolina, and Texas, in addition to Louisiana. So travel expenses can be significant for these athletic programs. First, let's take a look at the UL Ragin' Cajuns of Louisiana. UL Lafayette's athletic revenues are about $28 million annually, and slightly below the league's average of $31 million. The university's undergraduate enrollment of 15,666 puts the Ragin' Cajuns right near the league's average of 16,283 per school, and home football attendance is also in the middle of the pack at about 15,700 per game. Financially, UL Lafayette appears to be turning a nice profit on its athletics program, with $950,000 in the black reported back in 2017, and that's above the conference average for the Sun Belt at $730,000 per school. Like Louisiana Tech, it looks like the Ragin' Cajuns of Lafayette seem to be a very comfortable fit as a member of the Sun Belt Conference at this time. And that brings us to UL Monroe. Formerly known as the Northeast Louisiana University NLU Indians, the school opted to play up into the upper division of athletics back in 1994. It played as an independent for several years before joining the Sun Belt Conference in 2001. The university then changed its name to the University of Louisiana at Monroe in 1999 and adopted the nickname Warhawks shortly after the NCAA threatened some sanctions for continuing to use the name Indians. Since joining the FBS group of large schools back in 1994, the ULM football team has struggled to get above the 500 mark. In 2012, the Warhawks posted an 8-4 regular season record and earned a spot in the Independence Bowl, losing to Ohio University. In 26 seasons competing in the NCAA's top grouping, the Warhawks have been to just that one bowl during that entire time. So let's take a look now at UL Monroe's place in the Sun Belt Conference. As we discussed at the beginning of this story, the ULM Warhawks are overachievers on the field of play compared to the size of the athletics budget and revenue. Within the Sun Belt Conference, ULM ranks dead last in revenue, average home football attendance, and undergraduate students enrolled at the school. With a Sun Belt Conference average of $31 million for average athletics revenue, the Warhawks are about 50% of the conference average. That same goes for both the average home football attendance and student size. It's quite a testament to the school's athletic department and the players at the university that the ULM Warhawks field very competitive teams in most of the Sun Belt Conference's athletic endeavors. In our next show, we're going to discuss the option for UL Monroe going forward. The university's president is going to retire soon, and this might be a very good time to take a practical look at whether the University of Louisiana Monroe wants to remain a small fry in the large school BCS group, or return to the smaller division FCS and try to ascend to the top again with its athletics programs. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.